Exciting, fun field edition of a chef.
Our singer's missing somewhere.
Again.
Still. I don't know. And yeah. Matt.
Ashley's here. Again.
Yes.
In place of our singer.
Because can you sing? Because you are now, apparently.
Apparently you're the singer now, so.
She can sing with her vagina. Anyways.
Asshole.
That's a party trick, if I've ever seen one.
Yeah, you won up the porn star. They can shoot ping pong balls out.
I don't know. Apparently in Thailand, they get pretty creative. Like, there's a girl that walks around and dispenses change.
That's disturbing.
I'm going to use my fancy new smartphone to book a trip to Thailand.
Oh my god.
And apparently other party tricks include shooting a dart like across a room and popping a balloon.
From the
ping pong balls.
From where?
From there.
Uh-huh. How do they get enough air in there?
Dude, I don't know. This is what I've been told by...
I'm just picturing the compressed air dump valve.
Her leg is just a dump valve. She kicks it.
Exactly.
This is just stuff I've been told by two guys that are retired out of the Navy, and they've just done tours all over. And they go, yeah, you know, there's some pretty crazy shit in Thailand, and that's one of them.
Hmm.
All right, man.
My friend Spencer, when he comes back from Japan... What he has to
say. At that point, I'm like, all right, man, you know, I'll take your word for it.
You should ask him if he bought any little girl's soiled pennies.
Out of a vending machine.
Yes.
I don't doubt that that's real, and I don't...
Oh, it's not.
It's real.
No, that's why I said I don't doubt it.
It's real. They even did a whole entire special on G4 about it. Like,
is that really enough to require a special?
Yeah, well, it was a whole Japan thing. Okay. They went to the red light district of Japan, and it was actually a whole back
like
room.
A wall of vending machines.
No, it wasn't even a vending machine. There was like a wall of the girls. Like they weren't actually there. They're just pictures. Then they had the soiled panties.
That's disgusting.
It was gross because you could see the soilness on him. It was like,
that's disgusting.
Ugh.
Excuse me for a little bit.
Yeah. So now that we.
We've officially, like, alienated everybody everywhere
and
forever.
And kicked off this radio.
We kicked it off right. Last week was weird.
Last week was actually kind of depressing.
It was depressing, and now it's going to be even more depressing because, now, unfortunately, to all of you, I have to announce some sad news.
Yeah, it's only kind of sad.
It's only sad if you like Matt.
Yeah. If you don't like Matt, then you don't care.
It's your lucky day.
If you guys actually think that I'm not funny and I shouldn't be on the show, then it's your lucky day. If not, then...
Screw you.
Then I'm very sorry if you actually enjoy hearing me talk.
In fact, we're getting a report. This is actually a previous recording that we did because Matt actually got assassinated as soon as he walked that side of the studio.
Yeah, it's kind of depressing being assassinated, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, it happens.
By a dildo.
Dildo, yes, he was assassinated by a dildo.
I'm still in favor of having those on cars. That way, like, someone's driving down the street and they cut you off, just fire a dildo at them.
That'd be awesome.
I still like the idea of...
you just ricochet off their back windshield.
But it has to do the wave first.
Yeah, but it'll ricochet off their back windshield. And
I still
like...
Did you
get hit by a dildo? Oh, man, I must have cut somebody off.
I still like the idea I saw online somewhere that if somebody's... You need to... All right, here's what you do. If somebody's tailgating you, you need to have on hand... You prepare this beforehand in preparation for tailgaters. Water or a little, like, you know, little children's babies you can fill up with, like, fluids?
You mean a water bottle or a child like a milk bottle?
The dolls.
Oh, yeah.
Only fill one with like quartz arts water and red food coloring and then throw them out the window at cars behind you.
That's amazing.
So that's the fastest way to get the cops called
baby
ever.
Splatter on a window.
God. That is
oh my
great.
God.
I saw that online somewhere. I want to do that.
Oh my god.
Last time that person would ever fucking tailgate.
I want to do that now because we get so many of those here in town.
Man, I'm never tailgating again. Somebody's throwing babies out the window.
Although somebody would be like, you know, it's probably safe to tailgate. That's probably only going to happen once. Well, probably only one parent's going to throw babies. That's why everybody in the city needs to implement that policy. Somebody tailgates, you throw a baby.
That's right. New law has been written in today. If someone is within 10 feet of your bumper, you have the right to throw fake babies at them. Oh my god. Okay.
Yeah, but I'm leaving because I start my new job tomorrow, and...
laying the smackdown on those youths.
Yeah, I'm gonna work in juvenile corrections.
But do you know what schedule you're working at?
I have no idea. I know my hours tomorrow, and then I get put on the actual schedule, so I'm terrified.
What are your hours tomorrow?
I work 8 to 4 tomorrow. And it's, like, there's no lunch break. It's straight through. Like,
yeah.
You eat lunch just kind of in downtime. It'll be cool.
Lunch on the go.
I'm actually
going to tell Brett he sucks.
I'm actually probably not going to eat tomorrow just because...
You'd be too excited.
More of because I don't have anything to take with me, and if I don't, like, a lot of it's going to be paperwork and stuff. I don't want to leave and go get lunch unless they tell me to go. If they tell me go get lunch, then I'm going to go, but...
I think you should be the first juvenile corrections officer to implement the waterboarding treatment in juvenile prisons.
I'm okay with that. although, apparently, we are authorized to use any, like, means of force up to, like, mace, and they get one warning.
Nice.
No beanbag guns?
No, I don't think.
Yes, that's Captain America saying a few people that didn't recognize it.
So
did Brett not even know that we were recording?
I don't know. Is he?
I don't know. Like I said, I think
I said you suck not being here, and he's all being where.
Oh yeah, I guess he didn't know because he wasn't here last week either. So he didn't know that you were leaving.
But tell him that he is a 23-year-old white male. That's what you should call him. That's an insult to him. He's a 23-year-old white male.
I was supposed to be like, is he 23? And then I realized that I'm almost 23 soon.
Yeah, he's 23. I'm almost 24.
I'm still the child.
And your brother is almost 24 in like a month.
Yeah, my brother will be 24 before you.
Yes.
And then you. And then Chris, right?
Yeah, I think Chris is the third oldest.
Chris will be third, and then it'll go Brett, then Justin.
I'm the youngest apart from you.
Yeah.
And her, I guess.
Well, but you'll turn 23 before I'll turn 23.
Yeah.
So,
are you watch my swiping here?
Swiper, no swiping.
I like it.
Sniper, no sniping. No, you don't know how many people have told me that when I've been playing online games. It's like sniper, no sniping.
Fail.
God. So, what do we have to talk about this week?
Sorry.
That just sounds like.
An epic fail.
God.
I was dancing.
Well, I'm gonna, even though it's not time for the segment yet, I'm gonna pull up my Urban Dictionary and just get it ready.
Okay.
Get my search engine warmed up.
I don't know. This might be a short show since we don't have any topics to talk about.
Well, I have one funny one I kind of kept to myself. Is I was at the Cost Plus World Market.
Mm-hmm.
And you know how Ronnie loves to cook everything with bacon?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes.
Oh, really? They have a bacon flavor.
I about died
awesome.
Laughing when I saw that.
That's awesome.
And
honestly,
it comes in a tiny bottle.
Yeah, I've seen that before.
Oh, I have.
And it comes there's a booklet there.
You know that
tells you recipes to cook with that.
Oh, I know how to cook with that.
That actually reminds
but
me.
But specifically, just
Brett
bacon.
And I, when we didn't bring Ronnie in on this on purpose because we didn't want him to tell us how to actually do it.
Uh-huh.
But we were trying to figure out how to make bacon butter.
Well, that's easy.
Well, yeah, it is. But we had to overcomplicate the process.
Well, did you guys even try it?
Wait, did it involve skinning a pig and then chopping it up and making actual bacon out of it?
I could help you with all that.
I was looking through the cupboard and I saw we had bacon salt.
Oh, that's not going to work.
Well, our idea was to make...
I'm hungry now.
Was to make... Not. All right, that needs to...
Turn your phone on silent.
Well, that's, I'm talking to Brett.
Tell him he's ruining the show.
Eh, I will. But yeah, we had to overcomplicate it because neither of us know how to cook. So it was a pretty poor attempt, or idea, theory. So.
Then you guys are like, well, how do you actually make it?
We were like... Well, you can just make butter like normal and put bacon salt in it.
No, it wouldn't work.
Well, we thought it wouldn't work. We almost tried it anyway.
It wouldn't have worked.
That would have been terrible.
It wouldn't have worked, especially if you had salted butter. Because if you had salted butter and you added that bacon salt to it...
No, we wouldn't use regular salt. We'd just use bacon salt.
No, salted butter is already pre-salted.
No, we're talking about
making
their butter.
And it's I told you this was a poor idea.
Yeah, do you guys even know how to make butter?
I could learn.
It takes a long time.
I have to, for you, people listening don't know us. I have to put this in perspective for you. He was still working out at PCI, and it was like 4 in the morning.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
And so. I was up and texting him, and that's where this, because I was looking for something in the cupboard, and I was actually talking to him on the phone for some reason. Like, he called to tell me something, and I saw it, and we started talking about it.
I remember when Brett was at PCI, and a thunderstorm came along, and he texted me freaking the fuck out. He was like, oh my god, I'm gonna die! I was like, dude, no you're not. He's like, I'm in a metal car, I'm gonna die!
You idiot, there's rubber tires!
Dude, it's insulated. Chill!
The car is probably the safest place for you in a thunderstorm.
Yeah, so... I remember that. That was like the extent of my texting Brett while he was at PCI. But, and then my company took PCI from his company, and I got to work it. And then one night I had Brett bring me Taco Bell, and I got in trouble because he had just gotten off work, so he was in his uniform.
Oh god!
And another guard had showed up to give me his timesheet and walked up, and Brett was standing there, and he's like. He called in. He's like, "Hey, I got a guard here from this company." What? I was like, "Oh shit!" I rushed over. I was like, "Dude, he's a friend of mine. I asked him to bring me food."
Oh my god!
And then the lead officer called. He's like, "Yeah, you need to not do that." I was like, "I had no idea he was going to show up in his uniform."
That's awesome.
Wouldn't it be funny if your guys' security companies got into like a fight? Like, they were, like, fist fight with each other, and they were all wearing their uniforms.
Like Anchorman.
Yeah, the Anchorman fucking yes. Anchor fight.
That'd be awesome.
Do you have a hand grenade?
No.
I'm pretty sure you could find one.
I'm sure there's somewhere, no. The one in their that courthouse somewhere. They pull out many things from many orifices.
Oh, at Tops, they many have, orifices. They have the complaint department take a number, a little grenade. I like that. I've seen that online, but they actually have it sitting in Tops.
God.
And they're in Umbrella Corp. stickers, which are not actually Umbrella Corp.
I really can't wait for Anchorman 2. It's gonna be awesome.
Yeah, there is gonna be a sequel.
Yeah,
I love the first one. Matt hates it.
What?
Anchorman.
I don't hate Anchorman. I don't think it's as funny as a friend of mine puts it up to be.
Mm-hmm.
That's all it is.
I love the movie.
My friend,
I mean, the movie's hilarious.
My friend believes that Anchorman is the funniest movie of our time, and I disagree.
No, it's not Happy Gilmore.
Happy Gilmore is up there. I don't think it'd be the funniest either.
No, I fucking love Happy Gilmore.
I don't think Happy Gilmore would be the funniest, but it's up there. It's
like I have to go with something from Mel Brooks.
Mel Brooks.
Spaceballs. Oh. Spaceballs or Robin Hood Men in Tights.
Is that really our generation now?
Robin Hood Men in Tights is awesome.
That was kind of 80s.
No.
Late 80s, early 90s, right around
there.
If
we're talking movies, then I'm sticking with Happy Gilmore. If we're talking funniest TV show, 60s Batman.
Ah, yes.
I will go with 60s Batman.
Oh, I was quickly.
I would do an Adam West impression if I could do it.
Adam West.
Adam West.
I love.
A little bit softer now.
I was watching the first episode of it. And the very first episode of the 60s Batman has the Riddler suing Batman to take off his mask. That's the very first episode. He tricks him into having to appear in court.
Oh, so funny, dude.
That's fucking win, dude.
That's awesome.
That's the very first episode. Also funny, as I was somebody was showing me stuff, and apparently the Superman was on at the time before Batman was on.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're like, you know, we could add another comic book movie. So they brought in the 60s Batman, and they like streamed it to like trial audiences, and they fucking hated it. And ABC was like, fuck it, we'll do it anyway, and went forward with it.
Well, that's how they even did it with Batman. They didn't think Batman was going to be a success, and they put it on there, and it was absolute huge success.
Well, that's what I mean. It was Batman that they did that with.
Yeah, and it cost them so much money to make the set pieces. Like, NBC actually wanted to pick it up after the show was, after they ended the show,
mm-hmm.
and it got syndicated, so they're like, oh, we want to pick it up, but then they're like, nah, after we cut the show, we just destroyed the sets, because it was way too expensive.
Yeah.
But,
oh my god, Andrew and I have been watching Batman the Animated Series.
Yes, oh my god.
I saw your post on Facebook about that. I was like, I haven't watched those in forever. Well, my god.
My brother and I sat there and thought about it, and we were like, that's like good Batman right there.
Well, here's one thing you need to watch or listen to. Listen to this. It's a Kevin Smith podcast, and it's Fat Man on Batman, and it is the one with Mark Hamill on it.
Yeah, the animated series had Mark Hamill as the Joker.
And he talks about how much he loved playing the Joker in
that. Oh, yeah, that's like been his favorite role.
Yeah, it's his best role that I think he's ever played in. Even better, well, Luke Skywalker was just total shit, I'm sorry.
Well, the kicker with Luke Skywalker, with the Star Wars role, was after the very first movie, he was in like a horrific car accident.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Isn't the injuries in the very beginning of Empire?
Yeah, and you see some of the injuries and everything, and they doctored up to look like it's fresh, but he actually has like severe scarring on his face from the accident, and they had to do like experimental facial reconstruction that George Lucas paid for.
Wow!
So that they could continue the movies.
Like, shattered his jawbone.
Yeah, part it's
of his
like
cheek. All of this.
Yeah, the injuries that he gets in the very beginning of Empire
are quote they're the actual injuries from his car accident that he had.
And don't they stop doing the makeup after a while? And they just leave the scars?
I think they do, but so like there's a
this is a Star Wars episode apparently.
This is the Mark Hamill episode right now.
You're talking about Mark Hamill.
We'll go to Mark Hamill's best role later.
But apparently, because I don't know who else actually knows this. There's the Star Wars Christmas special, which doesn't actually exist. Right. It's not real.
I was gonna say,
but it's real.
The only reason I'm quote aware of its possible existence is White and Nerdy.
Yeah.
No, it's
a real thing.
No, that's the only reason I'm aware of it at all.
But it's not real, so nobody go look it up. It's terrible. It doesn't exist. But
yeah,
it's real.
Apparently it's like it's one of those things.
It has the first appearance of Boba Fett in it though. That is where Boba Fett first premieres, and he's like hella different.
Well, but it's there, but it's not. It's kind of
for that one. It's a cartoon Boba Fett.
Is it canon?
I believe it's actually not canon.
It's not canon. No, I'm close.
But
because like yeah. Chewbacca has like this whole family.
Dude, there's like Chewbacca, Miss Chewbacca, and like 10 Chewbaccans.
Yeah, it's fucking weird. But
they're called Wookiees, by the way. Sorry, well, I'm gonna have to get nerdy on you.
Well, Chewbaccans are funny.
No, they could be Chewbaccans if you're talking about that line of family.
That line of family, they're all from Chewbacca.
The Chewbaccas.
But
I like term better.
Mr. and Mrs. Chewbacca and the Chewbaccans.
Fuck
yes, that. Yes, awesome. I'm sorry, but that was the wrong kind of classification of a Wookiee.
I don't think we could use Mr. and Mrs. Chewbacca and the Chewbaccans for the name of the show.
Yeah, George Lucas would have us on our asses.
Oh my god. But
no, all right, here's what we need to do. We need to do that. And let him sue us. And then we would get fame, and we would get, it'd be free advertisement. Free advertisement that we pay later with court costs.
Yeah, I would have to pay later for court costs.
Well, okay, so the kicker with the Star Wars Christmas special, though, is you can see during, like, the entire thing, Harrison Ford does not want to be there.
He's kind of like...
And, like, all his lines are just kind of, like, delivered, and he doesn't, like, put any feeling or anything into him. Harrison Ford didn't really mind playing Han Solo, because he kind of got the job haphazardly when they needed someone to read lines with Mark Hamill.
Mm-hmm.
And Harrison Ford was a carpenter building sets for Star Wars.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, hey, come over here, read these lines. And they liked how he delivered them, so they brought him in for it. But the Christmas special, he absolutely hated. And you can just see as he's sitting there. But then Mark Hamill's role in the Christmas special, he's like ecstatic about it. And it's because after his car accident, that was the next thing he did. And he was so happy to be working.
Yeah, huh?
And so the Luke Skywalker role, that's why he enjoyed playing it the rest of the time, is because he was happy that George Lucas paid for all the facial reconstruction and allowed him to continue working.
Yeah.
But I digress. Look it up. I don't care what Matthew says. Look it up, because it is fucking hilarious how bad it is.
Yeah.
No, you don't look it up. It's not real.
It's real.
You can't find it anywhere on the internet.
And look it up, please.
You can't find it on the internet. It's not real.
Okay.
Anyways, but then, so he plays the Joker, which not a lot of people know.
I don't get that.
Not a lot of people realize that
his best role is Metalocalypse.
Yeah, his best role is in Metalocalypse.
Who is he in Metalocalypse?
Is he the general, or is he?
He's not the general. He's the guy that presents.
Oh really?
Mm-hmm. That's Mark Hamill.
Oh my god!
The guy that presents all the stuff to.
I'm looking.
It's
up.
In like the blue suit, you know.
I'll look it up that really guy. Quick. I know who you're talking about.
That's Mark Hamill. And, like, Angela Gossow is in Metalocalypse. Dude, so many people.
Who is she in Metalocalypse?
She was the people...
She's the leader of the succubi or whatever, the ones that wanted
she's
to...
the crazy bitch who wanted to suck out Nathan Explosion's sperm.
Yeah. That's Angela Gossow. And that's fucking metal.
I love that they have all the, like, Dimmu Burger and Finn Trolls Grocery and...
Well, so I told my brother concerning Batman the Animated Series, I was like, all right, there are three other series he needs to get. Because these are all in the same universe. He needs to get Superman the Animated Series. Because it crosses over into the Batman Animated
Series. His name is Senator Steffentine. Okay. Seventon. Oh, he also plays Mr. Salakia.
He plays a few people on there, but the main role.
Oh, the news anchor.
And then I told my brother he needs to get Batman Beyond, because that was actually my favorite Batman series. And then, believe it or not, I told him he needs to get Static Shock.
Oh, that's who he is. Mr. Salaki, he's the guy who's all, wait, let's wait and see.
Yeah. But I told my brother he needs to get Static Shock, because Static Shock is in the DC universe.
Yeah, I heard about that. Is
An episode where the main character goes to the future, and he's part of the Justice League in the future.
Yeah.
And he meets...
Did we talk about that in the last podcast?
I don't know, but he meets Terry McGinnis, who's Batman Beyond, and he meets a couple of the other Justice League, and then a bunch of them die, and he has to go back in time and like cause the guy who went into the future to basically experience an endless loop. He keeps trying to go to the future, and he just loops back to where he was and just keeps going and going and going and going.
So it's like that one movie where the guy gets sent back in time to stop the bomb on the train.
Kind of, but the guy can never get out of the loop because he fried like the circuits. It only goes back to that certain point.
It's kind
of
like Groundhog Day.
Kinda.
Someone has seen that movie.
Boys,
what?
Never seen that movie.
I cannot believe
how many. I have a list of movies that I haven't seen and I probably should have. Stuff on there, I haven't seen RoboCop. I've never seen Alien.
I don't care. I personally don't care to see Alien, but you know, that's just
I saw Alien out of not really wanting to. I was kind of forcefully dragged.
I have a whole bunch of movies that like you'd think I would have seen and haven't.
That's interesting. I'm just looking at Metalocalypse stuff right now. I know this is going to be another dull show, I'm sure, because we don't have anything funny to really do.
No, but we needed to slip one in, I think, for in case it is your last. We don't know. It could not be.
Yeah. It could be his last show, but I don't know. We'll see.
It's kind of how we're treating D&D right now.
Last D&D ever.
Well, we played what is theoretically my last one on Friday, and... I killed a boss. It was awesome.
Yeah. I killed the boss.
We'll see if you...
I fucked that boss up, too.
You fuck all the bosses up.
It's a dragon samurai for you.
What?
And I just get eyes rolled at me by Ashley.
A dragon samurai.
Yeah, I'll explain it later.
Yeah, it's a deal.
it's kick-ass.
We can laugh at Ashley because she went and did something.
Because she hurt her ear.
What did you? Oh, because of your ear.
Because my ear.
Oh yeah.
Could be worse.
That was a really interesting story.
Could be worse. Could have been her nipples.
She won't get her nipples pierced.
Any particular reason? I'm just curious now.
Yeah.
She won't get.
This brings up questions.
Just, she won't get her nipples.
Just don't wanna.
Just don't wanna.
I was gonna say I stories from five in one ear. So.
Stories from one of our friends have probably scared her off.
Well, that and I've seen them go bad.
Because last week we were having the whole rejection thing. So, yeah, I don't think you'd want that coming out of your nipple. That'd be unfortunate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you guys seen Black Dynamite, by the way?
I haven't.
Mm-mm.
Such a fucking funny show. Oh, my God. Tonight they're having, like, it's Black Dynamite. Black Dynamite's going to fight Elvis Presley.
Okay.
It's
I know Jack. I don't even know what Black Dynamite is. So.
It's a Black Dynamite the actual Black Dynamite is a exploitation. It's a black exploitation film.
Uh huh.
And so it's black exploitation. Blaxploitation. Sorry. It's basically like making fun of 70s black culture.
Ah.
Oh, actually, I think I've heard of it.
It's fucking funny. Like the black guy is like a badass. He's got an afro and mustache. And he's
like, Undercover Brother.
It's like Undercover Brother. Oh, Undercover Brother is a spoof of a blaxploitation.
Ah,
that's kick ass. Because
the very first time I watched Undercover Brother, I was at your house.
Yeah, Undercover Brother is a kick ass movie.
But Black Dynamite's a more serious thing of it. And I mean, he's
so
like
it's Black not Man. It's not just about fighting the man.
Well, it kind of is.
Okay, I'm on board.
But it's really great. I like Black Dynamite a lot. It's probably one of the funniest series I've seen. Like, the first episode was
Are you making fun of me?
No, because one ear is just getting ridiculously hot.
Well, then the fact that I can't put my headset on my left ear or in my left ear.
I just realized I did this on reflex. This is how I normally wear headphones.
So that, well, other than the fact here. That I shoved a 14-gauge needle through...
I'll switch it and make you feel better.
Through the center of my left ear.
Yeah, that was your own choice, though. That was your own doing.
I fucking love it, though, but it hurts like a motherfucker.
How can you love it if it hurts so bad?
Wow, we just hit some fucking battered wife level shit right
now. Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. Does that make me a bad person?
Yes. You should feel ashamed, and you should just walk out.
We just entered the core of a lot of problems.
Oh no, my God. Like, I got, if you don't know, I got the inside of my ear pierced, also known as a conch piercing.
Oh, why don't you tell about the other piercing you got a long time ago?
Let's not go there.
Uh-oh.
How?
Now I'm curious. I'm going to hear about this off air.
Yeah, it'll be interesting. You'll be like, what?
Is there anything I could throw at his face?
It's probably Matt.
I'm surprised. Out of all the things that you didn't want to talk about on air, this is the one thing you don't want it, because you pretty much said everything else, and I'm sure everything else has been worse.
It's probably the other conch piercing.
That's what I figured.
There
but
is no other conch piercing.
But I'd still like to hear the story.
It's the thing that your friend got mixed up with.
That is the joke I was making, thank you.
And that's what I figured, but I'll hear the story off air.
That was a horrible story.
That means it's a glorious story.
It sounds like it's unpleasant, I'll be honest. Because, I can only imagine getting a Prince Albert?
Yeah. I can only imagine
getting a Prince Albert.
I was reading my paperwork.
I have a very important question about a Prince Albert.
Okay, first...
If you remove it, does it fork?
No. I don't think it goes through the urethra, does it?
No, I thought that's how it works.
Okay, do I need to explain?
Yes.
You do. I don't know how Prince Albert goes through.
Oh my God, this is awesome.
It is not something of which I have.
All right, so this is the Mark Hamill piercing show, everybody.
Mark Hamill piercing.
Is it because I'm obsessed with piercing?
I guess, I don't know.
Well, okay. Because you're the only person that knows what the fuck we're talking about.
Pretty much.
Although...
And he's going to pull up on his phone. Because
I wouldn't if I were you. I'll just be honest. Just let Ashley explain it.
Because a Prince Albert is, you have the urethra. It goes through it and out.
That's what I thought.
And no, it doesn't fork. Because they put it about that far down and they use an oval hoop.
Mm-hmm.
That forks through. So if you're not careful, you take it out, you're going to pee out two holes.
I was going to say,
I think that's what he was asking.
Yeah, that's what I mean. If it was going to come out of two separate holes.
It probably will.
My understanding, I'm gonna visualize this for Roddy to make it bad. You have the tip of a penis, and I believe it hooks like so. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much, because you have the penis.
So you stick. I don't want this ever.
You stick part of it in
your penis.
You stick part of it in the urethra.
Basically, the needle they use the curved needle, and you actually have to get a full on hard on for them to pierce your dick.
That must hurt like hell because...
Oh, my God.
It ruins...
I like the mental image of the fact that some guy's just fucking rock hard, gets pierced, and blood just starts going...
Because that's where all the blood is, like, the point of your body.
But it's not... But it doesn't pierce the ventricles.
No.
No, I still like the mental image of just going...
I love the fact that I just used that term properly.
Like a sprinkler, just...
Fucking awesome.
Oh, so anyways, about the oh, you're gonna keep on. I think we're pretty much done. I don't want to know any more about it. All I know is I'm never getting one, and after the story, I definitely never will get one.
Yeah, I'm never getting one ever. I'm just throwing that out there.
I couldn't. I honestly, I've got my own experiences with one, so we'll just leave it at that.
I want to hear about this. So
if we really want, I can say what. Like, it's part of my past.
Go ahead. I don't care.
I just realized the horror that if both people are pierced, then we may have a serious problem here.
Especially if it gets, like, hooked up.
That's what I was referring to.
Like, the question is, whose pulls out?
Tug of war!
No,
I just broke Justin.
I think that's probably the first time on the show.
Justin is done.
I think that is probably the first time on this show that I just was like, no, I'm done.
Oh, God, this is great.
It's fucking glorious.
No, I've had sex with a guy that had a Prince Albert.
Dan, how'd that work out for you?
It's interesting.
It's interesting. That's all there is to it. It's interesting.
Just, it's something feels wrong.
Something feels okay. Wrong about it. See people. This is a public service announcement. Don't get a Prince Albert. It feels wrong.
Well, here's
you're being fucked with a metal cock.
Okay, it's like
title.
Fucked with a metal cock.
Okay, you know, I don't know. For the two of you, sorry, JP, I love you.
Okay.
You know, having sex is it fits just right.
It fits just right.
Yeah.
And then metal.
Ding.
It feels like there's something extra pushy against the back of your wall, and it's just so uncomfortable. It just feels wrong.
You know, I'll be honest. I think it would feel really weird for the guy too. Like, I don't know how a guy could do that because, dude, this could be pushing and rubbing.
Oh my god, I just got a horrible mental.
And it might,
the same one that just entered my brain.
It might possibly tear you a little bit.
What if you just pissed off the girl and she was like, "Hey, honey, let me give you a blowjob."
Oh yeah.
No.
And Justin is just nope.
No.
Justin is full on. He's gonna flip the keyboard over, hit the button, and then the orbital nope lasers.
Oh my god.
Because he's done talking tonight.
No, hold on. Oh, I thought I had heard like the background noise, and then I turned off. Like I hear less. Like I'm the one picking up background noise for some reason.
You might be, but oh god,
I heard it too.
The it ended. I realized that I was like, hey, wait a second. It's
well, that's because you have it on one ear, so it's only balanced through one ear.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
No, but it's not worth it.
Yeah, I would imagine it's not, and that's why I'm never getting one.
Oh man.
But no.
That, no, I'll be honest. I just don't think I could have somebody push a needle through my junk. I'm not cool with that,
what
man.
What was great is we went after she got the piercing, we went to her mom's office to show her mom.
Because she wanted to see it. Because she was going to take me the night.
Oh, I was thinking we were talking about a different piercing.
Oh,
I was no.
I got my piercing done, and I'd gotten really flushed. And I was like, all right, well, you know, it's happened before. You know, maybe it's nothing. While standing at the front desk, and I was waiting for my, you know, this is how you clean it paperwork and the whole, you know, infectious speech. And
which somehow I know about that, even though I don't have any piercings.
All like I, my hearing had fuzzed out, and my eyes completely glazed over.
And she almost passed out.
This close to passing out.
She like, ooh.
Your body hit its pain capacity, is what it was.
No, my blood sugar just plummeted instantly.
Huh.
And then she just
kind of like when I had blood taken out of me for work.
Yeah, and then you
like
exact
when I sliced my finger open, and I was like.
This
is
shit.
See, this exact same trick is you're supposed to, apparently, you're supposed to give yourself chocolate and water.
Eat chocolate and chug water, and it rises your blood sugar.
Well, like, so when I sliced,
I'm down for chocolate.
When I sliced,
you should do that right now.
I started bleeding all over the counter, and I got just, I mean, blood doesn't bother me, but I got
Justin's all really wait, losing. I gotta take a picture of this.
I did, too. He got a picture, like, 30 seconds after I sliced my finger.
So did Brett.
I don't know. I mean,
it was one of us, but.
And then I realized I was this morning I was having ear troubles because I do that. I just have bad ears. So I was rinsing out my ear and I didn't wait for the water to hit room temp. So I was using cold water.
Oh.
And
headache.
No, not headache. But I realized that anytime I want to be drunk, that's all I have to do because it fucks your equilibrium up so bad that like I was. I was more dizzy and stumbling than I've ever been, and I've been blackout drunk. I was just like, holy
fuck.
Yeah.
I've been blackout drunk my fair share of times. No.
Oh my god.
But yeah,
Matt's been blackout drunk a lot.
Oh my god. I've had some fun being blackout drunk.
I've never been blackout drunk.
I don't enjoy it because
once.
Stories come out that
I have.
I'm not really too proud of.
No, I have.
Oh, I was going to say.
You get naked, don't you?
You're running. You gave me that tequila.
I'm actually perfectly okay with that.
No,
she won't drink
tequila. Honestly, apparently I get naked when I get drunk too.
What?
Like when
I
get super drunk, apparently I get naked.
I've been naked.
Only happened on two occasions, and both occasions it was awesome.
I've gotten naked. I've given my friend's older brother a lap dance. I've slept with my friend's
please tell me those things overlap.
Wait, were you naked during the lap dance?
I was in my bra and a thong.
That's close enough.
Pretty much.
For government work.
I was jealous of done. I've had a threesome.
Oh, your Ryan just holds up three fingers.
Ryan's just like, yeah.
That wasn't with me, by the way.
Oh, poor Ronnie.
I've had one, just not with her.
Let's just.
I'll be honest. I don't know if I could do a threesome.
You know what I really don't. You know what I do when drunk? Play Marvel.
Fuck. But that's like every other night, though.
No, not really. But yeah,
that just means he's drunk every other night.
Oh, by the way, don't try and fly planes on a game when you're drunk. Just to let you know.
No, I do. I have tried to play League of Legends while drunk, though.
Oh God.
The other four people on my team do not like me when I do that. No, I did that the other day. I was drinking, and I drank more than I thought I did. Like, I was drinking the cider.
Oh, yeah.
I drank a bottle and a third.
Oh, God.
Fuck.
This guy who...
I didn't black out, but I got pretty close. And I was trying to play Marvel, and I couldn't do combos.
Do you...
At first, I was like, every time I won, I was going to drink. And I was making a mini drinking game out of stuff. And then I realized, I'm sobering up. So, after every game, win or lose, I drank.
Oh, no.
Yeah, like I said, it's a bottle and a third of that cider. The cider's 20%, by the way.
Yeah, but...
I had half a glass, and I was like, fuck, my head hurts.
The whole thing, though, is that... So, one time, it was with the strawberry stuff, not this one.
It was whatever the one you gave me three.
I know, I'm just saying. Yeah.
Do you have a new one?
Huh?
Do you have a new one?
Not yet. The one that I gave you is the newest batch.
Oh, it's so good. By far my favorite. Of the two.
And next one I'm doing is going to be cranberry.
I'm not a fan of cranberry, but...
Nah.
But...
Nah.
Here's the...
I'll drink it.
This one guy drank the strawberry stuff, which is about 16%. And he's...
strawberry is
20. No, strawberry is 16.
Oh, wait.
Cherry is 20. Strawberry is 16.
I have cherry?
You have cherry.
Oh my God, I'm confused.
The strawberry one is...
Okay. Alright, I drank 20% liquor. Done.
Okay, the strawberry one was 16%, and the guy chugged the whole bottle on the way to work.
Delicious.
Balls. He was shit-faced gone at work.
How big are the bottles? Are they 750s?
33. I don't know the milligrams, but our milliliters, it's 33 ounces.
That's close to a standard.
Yeah.
Liquor bottle.
But it's like
the other day, it was a poor idea, and I almost mixed the cider with vodka.
No, don't.
Actually, according to Brett's drinking rules, you can mix vodka with anything, including vodka.
Oh, no.
Really? Yeah. Now? I would have never guessed.
Yes, you can.
Okay, how about this? Get him to drink vodka. Have him mix vodka with Everclear.
Done it.
Oh, no, you've done it. You would die.
Hey, that fucking dilutes the Everclear.
No, even better.
Gag reflex happen.
Mixing Everclear and vodka makes the drink overall less potent.
Anything with Everclear is not even worth it.
Mix the vodka with Orzo.
I don't even know what that is.
It's a very, very potent Greek wine made out of olives. And it is by far... It tastes almost like Everclear.
I need beer at home right now.
Beer and vodka.
I have
beer.
It's a case of dinner. Wine cooler sitting in the fridge.
You still haven't drank that?
That's not beer. That's pussy beer.
You still haven't drank that?
I have.
It's a new box.
What are my liquor supplies? I have a little bit of $7 scotch.
You're not going to build up an alcohol tolerance if you keep drinking those wine coolers.
Like I said,
By the way, I'm going to have to wait till she's not going to drink tequila at least until it's like below 70.
You'll have to start mixing drinks like I do.
No, she won't drink
so,
like
so, Christmas presents then?
Yeah, I'm hoping.
Assholes.
I'm hoping.
I have a bottle of silver tequila sitting in my cupboard.
And I also have a bottle of tequila over here. It's silver. And it's waiting for you to drink.
I need some sort of juice and I need that bottle of Everclear.
No, I can't give you that bottle of Everclear. I use that to brew my alcohol.
Okay, I will allow it to live. I will suffer the heretic to live.
Yeah.
I just found an awesome picture. God, I browse 4chan while I do the podcast.
Yeah. I saw the I was laughing my ass off at the picture. And it was a picture of Bob Ross, by the way.
Oh, the one he posted on Facebook.
Yeah, of the fucking bush painting Bob Ross. I fucking
We're just going to put a happy little Bob Ross over here. Just right over here. It's going to be our little secret.
Andrew one day found a stream of just back-to-back-to-back.
Oh, I know.
Of Bob Ross.
I remember that.
I watched it for like 37 hours.
Dude.
And then I went to sleep because I was like resetting my sleeping schedule. And then I woke up and they had killed that stream.
I know.
I was so disappointed. I was like, man, this is what I do now. I'm just going to sit here and watch Bob Ross paint.
Dude, Bob Ross was a fucking painting god. That man, he could paint. He'd be like, and now we have a little tree over here. And it's like, oh my god, how did he do that?
You're like, that's not a fucking tree. It's a brown smut.
Oh my god,
it's a tree.
And we just put some clouds up here. Just, and then all of a sudden, and then he's like, oh look, and then the clouds make a mountain range. And then he just makes a mountain range. It's like, what the fuck?
That guy was a fucking warlock of the highest order.
A warlock of the highest order with a paintbrush.
That's his wand. That's the secret. He's not actually a painter. He's just like a magician.
What are you saying?
What?
Uh-huh. Uh-oh. How bad is it?
Huh?
On a scale of 1 to oh fuck, how bad is it?
A 4.
Oh.
No.
We're all disappointed in the oh fuck.
I was hoping for at least a 7.
I know,
okay,
me too.
Because I am a diehard football person. I cannot live without it. So tonight, because it's preseason, just started. Well, uh-huh. Tonight it's Colts versus Steelers. Well,
go team you don't like.
The Colts are ahead by 24. By 4 points. So it's 24-20. And the Steelers need to lose.
I go team you don't like.
Because I don't like either of them.
Well, then go both of them. I want a tie.
They better both win.
Because I'm a diehard NEP fan.
Mm-hmm.
So, my game's tomorrow night.
Ah.
I
don't watch football enough to have a team.
Ask him.
Well, yeah, it's bad.
Oh my god.
I like whatever team you don't. Let's just go with that.
Me and my friends were having an argument that the Steelers were going to win their preseason game today.
Oh, cool.
And I'm hoping they lose. Oh my gosh. Because it would just piss my ex off so much more. It would make my life so much stronger.
You really hate your ex.
You have no idea.
Oh, I think I do, but I'm just stating a fact.
You scale 1 to 10, you know this much, and it's way over here.
I know a lot more than she's telling you guys. So.
Oh, of course.
We don't know it. We don't know Obama.
Nope.
I just noticed your shirt says Gotham City on it.
I've had this shirt for like 3 weeks.
I just now noticed it.
I forgot to change my shirt. I had an awesome shirt I was going to wear. I got my fucking Calvin and Hobbes.
I have an
Street Fighter shirt. And awesome. I forgot to change shirts before I left.
I was going to wear my Denver shirt, but it was way too fucking hot.
I have one that's coming. It's another Batman shirt, and it's in the shape of a Batman, or the Batman logo. But it's got all the weapons of every single Batman villain in the
the logo.
Oh yeah, I've seen that one.
It's badass.
Fucking ear hurts.
Well, that's your own fucking fault now, isn't it?
Speaking of that, one of her mom's coworkers, she's like, oh, my ear hurts so bad. And he's all, what is that telling your body trying to tell you, huh? Don't put holes in your body.
Unless they're already there.
Yes.
Then those can stay.
Well, those are already there.
Don't sew them up. That's all I'm saying.
Don't sew them up.
Wait, so bullet holes are a bad thing? Oh, man.
There's ventilation holes. I just pictured somebody who's like having like a super fever and they need to cool the body down and just like put a whole bunch of bullet holes in him.
No.
Quick, he's overheating. Shoot him, shoot him.
No, but I love my earring. I really do.
I don't know. That blows my mind. Because I have no piercings. I have no desire for piercings.
I have 10.
Yeah, I don't see. I don't know, the concept of loving a piercing makes no sense to me.
I have 5 in this ear, I have 4 in this ear, and I have one in my nose.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I'm not like, man, I'm glad I did. I don't foresee me getting a piercing and being like, man, I'm glad I did that.
I just found the perfect opener for Urban Dictionary.
Getting a piercing and going, how drunk was I?
Very, I'll tell you that right now.
They won't pierce you if you're drunk.
Yeah, they won't.
A good one won't.
I don't like go to tattoo shops to get piercings done. Like, I won't go anywhere else.
Well, yeah, I could find somebody that would give me a piercing while drunk, and drunk me could do it.
They also won't tattoo you while drunk.
No, because it thins your blood.
Yep.
And then you bleed, and then tattoo artists aren't happy.
I guess I didn't know.
Man, bled all over the shop.
Did they change the law about that? About you not having to be 18 to get a tattoo, or you still have to be 18?
You have to be 18 and tattooed. You have to be 16 with parental consent to get a piercing.
I've heard these professional tattoo artists doing like 16-year-old kids and stuff.
I doubt it, unless the law is different elsewhere than in California.
No, here in California.
Because every tattoo artist I've ever talked to, they're like, you have to be 18 to even go sit in the tattoo chair.
Isn't it considered child abuse if your kid gets a tattoo?
Yeah.
Yeah, something like that.
Like, you know, you're 16 with parental consent for a piercing, and then by some standards, parents.
By the way, I mean, kids really just wait to get a tattoo and grow up. Please, just because you're 16 or 17 and getting a tattoo doesn't make you all cool and shit.
Speaking from experience?
What do you mean?
I'm asking if you're speaking from experience.
No, I got a tattoo when I was 18.
I got my first one when I was 18, 19, and I got my second one, and I was 20 when I got my third.
No, I just seen these kids.
And then I'm getting another one now that I'm 21. I'm going to get one every year.
I've just seen these kids who've gotten tattoos when they're like 16 and stuff, and I'm like... Really? Yeah,
my friend, she got one out of a person's house when she was 17. And she regrets it.
Yeah.
You know, and honestly, I love her to death. She's retarded, but...
Is it the same one I'm thinking of?
No.
Oh, okay.
You know, I have varying reasons for why I don't have any tattoos. I mean, I'm 22, I can go get a tattoo anytime I want. I don't have them because I hate needles. And
that's a pretty big one.
I think, honestly, from what I understand, I could deal with it. Because from what I understand from everyone that I've talked to that has tattoos, it's not like a piercing. It's more of a pinching feeling.
Depends on where you get.
Yeah.
And it depends on the artist. Depends on the weight of the hand.
Yeah, and that's what I hear.
So many factors.
And a coworker or a former coworker of mine, she was like, "Yeah, you know, I know this good guy in Lemoore. He has a very light hand. He's very good at what he does. She has nice tattoos. Always, you know." And I was like, "I still probably couldn't get one."
Yeah.
The other real reason for it for me is that, honestly, I don't want to disappoint my parents, and my parents are. I shouldn't get a tattoo. And even though I'm, like I said, I'm 22 years old, I live on my own, I could get a tattoo anytime I fucking wanted. But if I got a tattoo, because I always figure it would be above sleeves, so I could, you know,
hide it
and everything, I'd never be able to take my shirt off around my parents again.
It'd be awesome as if you got a tattoo on your chest that just says Jesus Rocks.
I've considered religious tattoos as well, just so that it's like, it's not bad, but...
No, it must be Jesus Rocks. It can't be anything else.
It has to be a picture of Jesus.
Or Buddy Christ.
Yeah,
it has to be Buddy Christ.
But with like a guitar, because he's rocking.
But it's just to the point that...
Hell's gonna be warm.
I know.
It's just to the point that I just don't want to disappoint my parents.
You know, I thought I would too. You know, I was 18 when I got my first one.
Mm-hmm.
And I told my mom, you know, hey, look, I'm 18. I'm gonna get a tattoo. I didn't tell her when. I didn't tell her anything. I just came home. I walked into her room and she was putting laundry. And I turned around. And I said, hey, look what I got.
Yeah, but I really think my parents would be disappointed in me.
Well,
you have not met his parents, trust me.
My dad, after my first tattoo, my dad threatened to kick me out of the house. He told me I was not welcome back.
That's about where my dad would be, but I don't live there, so.
So, okay,
so fuck the police.
I'll kick you out of the house. Dad, I don't live here anymore. Oh, yeah.
I'll evict you and then make you come live here and then kick you out somehow.
My dad was on the verge of practically disowning me. He was so pissed. Because by the time he saw my first tattoo, I had already gotten my second.
Damn.
Oh my god, you should just tell him what he says about your piercings, dear god.
Step up your game, dad.
Oh, no. So, yeah, my dad saw my nose ring.
That's why you need to flip it up. Like,
I was sitting at the kitchen table, and I was on my computer.
Wait, how long ago was this?
like last week.
And he hadn't seen it until then?
Yeah.
And I've had it since.
She's good at hiding shit. She's good at hiding shit. I'll give her that.
Oh my god.
Kay. What, do you just flip it up when he's.
I usually.
Yeah.
Just walk around like this.
It looks like she's snorting cocaine or something.
I feel like it too sometimes.
Yeah.
I was like this on my computer and I looked up and I forgot I had it out. And he said, "Why do you have metal boogers in your nose?" That's all he said.
Just, I don't know, Dad. I don't know.
Yeah, I was like,
I don't have anything. What are you talking about?
I was like, nothing.
Of course.
So does he still not fully know?
I think he does.
Oh, he knows.
He's not going to say anything.
I don't think he's that stupid. Come on.
Hey, I have to ask. Some parents are.
The first time
he saw it. I ain't even going to hide that.
The first time he saw it, we were up in Shaver, and I just flipped it up real quick, and he asked my mom, "Does she have her nose pierced?" And my mom's like, "No."
Does your mom not know? Or is your mom
my mom knows.
Okay, just checking.
My mom fucking hates it.
Can you breathe in hard enough to... Okay, if you're just going to go and flip back in, that'd be amazing.
That would be intense.
Why would mean her nose is too loose?
That is something I have been wondering for like 3 weeks.
If your nose is that...
I can't do it.
If your nose is that loose, you have some problems.
That would be amazing if you're like, oh god, and just disappears.
I'm just saying, that would be kind of intense, just... What? Did you just do a line of coke? Maybe.
Don't do it. That's off a hooker's
like.
Back, yes.
That's what it would look like when you go to hide a girl.
I got killed.
Oh my god.
You know, I could never get a tattoo because I don't trust anybody to not fuck it up. Like, nobody in the world has enough of tattoo experience for me.
I love my artist. I really do. Like, I'm hoping.
So, where do you go?
I go to Skin Decor over on Shaw and Blackstone.
Okay, I had to ask because I say if you go to Infinity Ink, I was like that you're like the fourth person that knows somebody that I know that works there, and I was gonna freak out because my world is especially after our conversation, my world is like this right now and it cannot get any smaller. Otherwise, it's gonna implode in on itself.
I just realized that I'm still bedazzled from the crown. I'm watching Matt try to figure it out. D&D.
No, I know, and I'm trying to figure out a proper response to that.
I don't understand how.
I do know the tattoo artist you're talking about because they go to the Fresno Tattoo Convention, mm-hmm. and I actually talked to them.
Okay.
Because they were doing
the guy I know that's there. His name's Josh.
I think he was there, but I was talking to them about getting my septum pierced,
mm-hmm.
Because they had the piercer there with them.
Are they the ones who told you it might come out?
No, it was about getting my septum here.
Yeah. Oh, that septum. One.
Not the bridge or
not whatever. My bridge.
I always thought this was a septum for whatever reason. I don't know.
Nope, septum is...
Septum is this fun little piece of fabric right here.
Fabric?
They call it fabric because it's just soft tissue.
Yeah, there's not even like cartilage or anything.
It's called a sweet spot right here in the front.
That's not sticking your fingers.
That's not, your sweet spot, by the way.
No, they call it a sweet spot because there's no cartilage and it's easy to pierce through, and it's a blind piercing because they can't use clamps and they can't line it up. Then they just have to know how to level the needle and shove it through your nose. But no, I had talked to them about getting my piercing done, but they were friggin' ridiculously expensive.
Yeah, I just like I said, I just know somebody that works there, and then somebody else that I know knows somebody else that knows the person that I know that works there, so I was just like, god damn it.
No, but I go to Skin Decor. I absolutely love my artist, Jim. I give him total props. He did my calf in 2 hours.
He also did your alarm.
you know, it honestly, so, it was a lot less painful than a lot of people put it as. Like, oh, yeah. it's gonna hurt. Your calf muscle, it's one of the most sensitive places.
No, I know this sucks, and, like, your foot sucks.
Well, they told me when I got my back
done. Back of the hand is supposed to hurt like a motherfucker, too.
They told me when I got my back done because it's just soft muscle tissue that it's going to hurt like a motherfucker. Well, I fell asleep getting the first part of my first tattoo done. You can ask him.
He's just laying there.
No, I did. I fell asleep like this on the tattoo, on the table.
Till it got to the middle of her back.
Until it got to the middle of my back, closer to my spine. It woke me up.
She was like, oh my god.
Fuck. It feels like someone's taking a match and lighting a piece of metal on fire until it's white hot and then sticking on your back and going into
your skin. That sounds pleasant.
That's your spine. That's what it really feels like on your spine.
Yeah.
But my calf muscle wasn't as bad. you know, it, because when he would stop with the gun and he'd re-ink it, my muscle would relax. And as soon as he started again, my muscle would tighten. It's tight, relax, tight, relax. 2 hours. So by the time I stood up, my entire left foot was numb. And so awesome. I stood up and I was like, ow, ow. And he's like, what? It's like my foot's numb. He's like, that's not good. But it could have been worse.
Yeah.
Okay. So, Ronnie, are you looking up some stuff for our segment later, or are we going to skip that segment?
The Would You Rather?
Yeah.
Oh, and I have a book right there.
I'm going home eating cookies.
What? You want cookies?
You're not going home and eating cookies. You're staying here all night.
I can't.
Oh, okay.
Where is your car, by the way?
It blew up.
It's at home. Oh, and I need to talk to you after podcast.
Okay.
Regarding my vehicle.
My dad already has stuff on his plate.
It's a simple... Gosh.
He just wants to know what it'll be.
I'll ask him. And I just remember that I need to text Brian and tell him no.
It's my mom's phone.
For what?
Tim, my dad working on Brian's parents' van.
Yeah, nah.
No, it's just a simple
thing. Well, like, for they want him to replace an engine.
Oh, no.
And he's working 7 days a week.
No, this is just turn light, simple, like,
oh,
easy. That's my mom's phone.
It's just a simple fix, if he can do it. Mm-hmm. I'm not asking for
this is why I would really like an actual studio for this place.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, real quick, let me do our Urban Dictionary segment.
I got one too, actually.
You got an Urban Dictionary?
I'm dying in the heat tonight.
Okay, so my first one is called Evan Hart Mambo.
Uh-oh. That sounds glorious.
It sounds horrible.
It's amazingly glorious. The Evan Hart Mambo is dancing around naked, coated with a layer of I can't believe it's not butter spray, with a black transsexual blow-up doll with a 12-inch detachable dong and a sparkler up your ass.
What? Well, fuck, I should have went first. There's no way I can follow that one. God damn it. We're going to have to coordinate next time.
If there is a next time.
Yeah.
Aww. I can pull up on my phone.
I guess we'll take over that segment. The one I was scrolling through was radar ass.
Oh my.
This happens when your body knows you're getting close to home and automatically wants to expel all feces in short order. Holy crap, we're still 10 minutes away from getting home and I have a turtle head poking out. Must be my radar ass kicking in again.
Dude, you have no idea how often that happens to me.
Oh my god.
Especially, I'm coming home from work and I'm like, oh god, I'm also, oh god, I'm also, oh god, I'm also.
Oh, no, I have another good one too.
No, especially when I'm getting to work. Probably the worst.
Shatner texting. When somebody says several 1 to 3 word texts to complete a sentence, thought, phrase, or anything that would take a normal person one text to send. This behavior can cause the receiver of Shatner texts to have their phones freeze because of the abundance of texts coming at once. It can also cause aggravation and annoyance because the receiver cannot read the first text because the rest of the texts are strolling in. Named after Shatner's speech patterns. What are you doing later this evening? Is how the texts are...
Oh, man. Let's see.
I could see a movie at the cinema. Make it snow. Similar to make it rain, except that instead of throwing dollar bills, one is so rich they able to throw diamonds. making it snow, diamonds can be a substitute for a large quantity of cocaine. Dubstep, the music that is created from Transformers having sex.
I've yes. heard that one before.
Yeah. I've heard that one.
We may have actually said that one.
I'm looking for a good one because I keep getting like shitty ones.
I'm just on like the main page and scrolling through.
I'm doing random. Internet Explorer. A simple Windows XP tool which allows the user to browse to Mozilla.com and download Firefox, a web browser.
Yeah. So, except I use Chrome now, but yes.
Well, but Firefox is better than Explorer.
Oh, yeah. I use Explorer to download Firefox, and then I use Firefox to download Chrome.
You bastard.
Moo. A negative word for any woman, especially a soccer mom, who thinks that their children in general, not just her own, but every child on the planet, are the only important things of life, and everything else, friends, lovers, dreams, etc., are nothing.
Sorry. That one was good. That was good. I'll
read
that one and then.
Tampa Bay toupee.
Oh god, I'm terrified of that one.
When a girl gives a bald man a blowjob, she makes him ejaculate in her mouth and she spits the cum on his head. Then she shaves off his pubes and sticking them in his semen covered head or on his semen covered head, thus making a homemade headpiece.
That's gross.
Why the? Either someone had to be really creative to come up with that, or someone actually did that.
You know, I wouldn't be surprised.
I wouldn't put it past some people.
God.
Yeah, seriously. That feel when you know you'll never have that done.
Well, I'm not going to go bald, so baldness doesn't run in my family. And since baldness is genetic, I'm good.
Yep.
Yeah, I actually am, too.
My dad's 50, and his head of hair looks...
No, dear, that's wrong.
Yeah.
So, I know, I don't have to worry about going to bald ever.
It's kind of funny. The only person in my family that is, like, going bald is my grandpa, who's not technically my biological grandfather, so I'm clear.
My,
I have no idea what my biological grandfather looks like.
My dad's brother is going bald at, like, early 40s.
Well, baldness is usually passed on the mother's side.
If anybody was going bald, it would be my dad, because he wears a hat every day, and that doesn't help. But no, he's good.
Your dad should just shave his head bald and say, I'm the real life Bruce Willis.
He could be.
Oh, and then Justin and I came up with an amazing theory.
What theory was? Oh, yeah. we were at Maximum Paintball, and we were talking about something about, my dad could do this, and he's like, oh yeah, my dad could too. And then we determined that our dads are the same person.
Because we've never seen our dads in the same place at the same time. We've determined that our dads are the same.
They have a lot of the same skills.
So we've determined that our dads are the same person.
I wish your dad went paintballing. He's fun to take paintballing.
My dad was pretty fun to play paintball with.
My dad would fucking destroy us.
I know.
I would sit there on the sidelines, busting up laughing. I'd probably have to go pee a couple times.
And then double tap her boobs.
You know, my dad actually wouldn't, because he has his bad knee.
Yeah.
So he couldn't really... Like, he still has, like, two of the three tendons in his knee torn.
Ouch.
That's terrible.
He has for, like, 6 years. He can't afford surgery. So he's just like, uh-huh. Fuck it, I only need one tendon.
So are we done with this?
So like,
I just pulled up Revan on
like
on Urban Dictionary.
His MCL and MCL and his LCL are torn. He still has his ACL, but...
The kicker with me just pulling up Revan is, it's Star Wars related.
Oh, God. Awesome.
It talks about Revan from from Star Wars, Knights of the Old Republic. And it just, I clicked on it, I was like, Revan, and then I looked, I'm like, there's a dark side definition of Revan, and there's a light side version. I was like, what the fuck are they talking about? Oh my God!
Oh my God.
So, are we done with the segment?
I suppose.
I'll afraid our ass. I'll being able to contribute to that segment.
That's pretty fun. Alright, and last but not least, this may be Matt's final Would You Rather. Ever.
Gotta fuck up tonight. Bet you.
You just fucked it up. You just fucked it up, man.
That's what I do. Okay. You know, we're making such a big deal about, like, you not being able to make D&D or not being able to make this. Your schedule's going to allow you to do it all.
Yo, watch. He's going to be back next episode. We're like, hey, he actually came back to life. He's fucking Jesus.
Okay, so for those of you that thought I died, Jesus, I didn't really die. I just kind of died.
Jesus motherfucking Christ.
Yes.
You guys are going to go to hell.
I know.
No, we're not.
Yeah, you guys are so going to hell for that.
All right, here we go.
Tell me you haven't seen the Jesus fucking Christ picture.
Oh, I've seen it. I've also seen Holy Fucking Shit.
I've seen that one as well.
But...
They're still going to hell.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
According to Matt's theory, we're good.
Okay.
Well, not my theory, but it's something one of my coworkers brought up. But I'll explain it after the podcast.
All right, here we go, people. We're going to wind this down. It would load.
Come on, it's the only reason Justin puts headphones on.
No, I actually for some reason.
Now it's time to play Would You Rather. The game where you find things out about your friends you wish you hadn't.
I like how Matt manages to sync that perfectly.
Yeah, I love that.
He was mouthing the entire thing, like, perfect. It was kind of funny.
I got molested.
I've actually been wearing my headphones. This is probably the first episode that I've worn headphones. I don't know why.
Oh, and so apparently Andrew was listening, because he sent me a text. He goes, vehicular problems, I'm all... What? He goes... what did he say after that? He says something about seriously? Or he goes, wow. I go, what? He goes, listening to the podcast, I'm all, oh.
Yeah.
So, Andrew, if you're still listening, you have to answer these Would You Rathers and text them to me.
Aww. Okay. So, first one.
Deal with it.
Well, first one, we'll deal with the light one.
I fucking hate these glasses. You have no idea.
Why are you wearing them?
Because I look awesome.
Would you rather...
No, you go ahead.
Would you rather have a Jar Jar Binks speech impediment when hitting on someone, or frequently fart the 24 ticking clock sound?
Jar Jar Binks.
Wait, what's the second one?
The 24 ticking clock sound.
But
yeah,
And that comes out of your mouth?
No, it farts.
Yeah.
That you frequently fart.
I'm taking the Jar Jar one. You know why? You get to pick up a very niche audience.
All Jamaican, huh?
All the Star Wars fans.
Oh. But not a lot of Star Wars fans like Jar Jar Binks.
You get the one that does. I don't know.
I fucking love Jar Jar Binks. It's like my favorite.
He's like the most racist character in freaking Star Wars.
Well, like I said, you get to pick up...
No, but all you'd have to do is tell her, sorry, I'm kind of, you know, I'm kind of slow and I'm just trying to do my best, and you can get fucking sympathy sex.
You go, Misa kind of slow, so...
I'm a retarded Jamaican.
All you have to do is just kind of is try to explain it, and it'll sound even worse because you'll be speaking like Jar Jar Binks, and you get sympathy sex.
Misa kind of slow, but Misa thinks you can get sympathy sex.
You can pull some hot chicks with that, because they'll be like, oh, he's trying so hard, he feels so bad.
You know what?
But this does not look like a male's chest.
Misa, what?
Well,
let's be completely honest here. If we're going the other way and you were trying to pick up guys, you don't have to say a fucking word.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm going to change the question for her.
This episode, I will do the opposite of what I did last one.
You're going to pick this.
I'm taking A on every option and just attempting to justify it. I took A to begin with.
That's going
to
be fun.
Probably because of some ones you have picked out.
But this will be interesting. I'm going to run with Jar Jar Binks just because it'd be fun. It's like one of my favorite characters in Star Wars ever.
Like I said, you can pick up a very niche audience, either retarded Jamaicans or Star Wars fans. you catch a retarded Jamaican Star Wars fan and you hit the motherfucking jackpot.
Dude, I'd take a retarded Jamaican Star Wars fan.
See, there's my opening right there.
Dude, who knows?
I have these next two are really funny. Would you rather have sex in a Snuggie?
Yes.
No. Well, you have to pick it anyways. Or a three-cornered hat and buckled shoes.
Fuck! Damn it!
I'm picking the three-cornered hat.
Yeah, I'm
taking three-cornered hat.
I want to... Damn it!
Then you say, I'm from Hoover, I'm a real patriot.
I'm the backbone of colonial America.
I don't know. I still kind of want to go with Snuggie, just because.
I'm sorry.
No. Just because I think it'd be funny.
Snuggie, and I'm wearing it backwards like a cape robe thing.
Yeah, I'm down. I'm down for Snuggie.
Oh my god.
For that joke, we'll see if you get any sex tonight.
You would feel like, man, if you were wearing a Snuggie backwards, you'd feel like a cult leader. Just with your giant robe, blanket robe.
Oh, I'm so down for that.
Yep.
Oh my god. I was watching this thing this week. It's like the top 10 worst commercials of all time. I didn't agree with number 1 or 2, but number 3 was pretty... There was this one. It was like... It was like called like the... It was like something towel.
Mm-hmm.
And you could like... You could sling it over your body. Or you could wear it toga style. Like this one thing off. I'm like, what the fuck is this?
I want a toga towel.
Toga towel. That's what they should have called it. But that was a worse name than that. Then there was one that's absolutely horrible. It's called like the reservoir or something.
Oh god!
And what it was is a golf club that you pee in.
I'm sold.
What?
It's a golf club. Like in case you like you don't have time to run off the fairway and pee in a thing. You're like,
does that mean if you're like, fuck, I need a heavier club for this shot?
It's like a putter. It was a putter, and you could like pee in it. It was just horrible.
I'll pay attention to the questions, but I'm sorry if I wasn't paying attention to that. I'm reading the 8 most recognizable symbols that you need to know the actual origin of, and the first two
correct.
Are. Yeah, I'm correct. The first two are the Guy Fawkes mask and the upside down cross.
I know.
And everybody doesn't know.
Everybody gets both of those wrong.
Yeah, everybody doesn't know the actual origin of those. But that's a discussion we'll have off the air just because I'm still reading them. But and we're doing Would You Rather. Yeah. But it's one of those. I'll pay attention to the Would You Rather questions. But anything in between, I'm.
The first one was which?
Snuggie.
No, I thought we answered that question.
Yeah, we haven't gone to a new one.
Huh?
We haven't gone to another one yet.
Have we?
I thought we started the golf club. Oh, no, that was a commercial. Okay.
I was talking about the commercial.
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's continue with the next question.
I got three corner hats.
That is the worst I think we have ever completely blanked, collectively.
Derailed, yes.
I think so.
I mean, because we've been off on tangents, but we just fucking shut down and forgot what we were doing.
I know.
That was an epic show. Okay,
would you rather have phone sex with Elmer Fudd or Snagglepuss?
Well, I know what option I have to pick. I'm just trying to find the justification.
I gotta go with Elmer Fudd, and I can't place Snagglepuss's voice, so I have to...
I'm just saying the same thing. I was like, I'm trying to place his voice, and I can't do it.
Oh, God, I actually just remembered it.
What?
It's the superior option. Snagglepuss, I think.
If anybody can pull
it up. It's like, I'm going. Honestly, Snagglepuss, it's like a gay lisp, almost.
Here, I'll pull it up.
I believe it is.
I need to hear it. That'll be my deciding factor.
And we can hear it on through the headphones. So.
All I can think of is Elmer Fudd's voice and that stupid, obnoxious laughter.
Yeah, that's gonna... Well, just don't make him laugh. You're having phone sex.
Hey, you never know. I mean, he's tickling himself.
Stage right. Like that. Kind of.
Yeah.
Here we go. This is Snagglepuss.
And the animals were settling down.
Come on.
All except one called Snagglepuss.
Oh, would that I were free, unfettered and uncaged.
That's so much better option.
No, okay, I'm changing to Snagglepuss.
Yes,
I'm changing to Snagglepuss.
Where is he from?
He's from a Hanna-Barbera cartoon.
I believe it's his own cartoon.
Yeah, Snagglepuss.
Yeah, I just could not place his voice.
Yeah, I was like, well, I know him.
That's what I thought it was.
Exit, stage left.
Yeah, once I heard that, I was like, fuck, that's like so much of a better option. I have to fuck Elmer Fudd.
Yeah. And you're a dude, too. That
damn it.
Sucks.
Well, at least it's not bestiality.
True.
Would you rather live in a world where once a year a siren randomly goes off and you're required to give rusty trombone to the person standing next to you? Or
I'm not sure how it's gonna work, but we'll go that way anyway.
Or regardless where you sleep, every morning you always wake up naked and spooning a complete stranger.
I do that already.
Yeah, that's like every other night for me, so no, just because I know what a rusty trombone is, I have to wake up next to a complete stranger.
I'm trying to remember specifics. About to Google it, and I'm going to regret it.
I believe it if I remember correctly, I believe it involves your asshole.
Yeah.
And it's like they just took a shit, and yeah. That's about where I'm stopping.
Oh, I'm going to regret this, Google.
It's basically fucking someone in the ass that doesn't wipe themselves, and we're clean.
Yeah, I'm going to regret this one. Wait, rusty trombone was the first one?
Yes, it was.
Fuck! I just remembered that I was doing that. Alright, I have to figure out why this is a good idea. Well, I guess it's only once a year. You know, it'd be less of an inconvenience. Because, I mean, if you woke up with a stranger in your bed every fucking day, you have to kick that person out, make sure they didn't steal anything.
Yeah,
and
that's true.
I don't know, a rusty trombone seems like the easier option. Like, is it just once a year? It's just like, eh, fuck it. I guess it's that time again. I mean, get a lot of liquor and drown the shame.
Okay, let's see.
But it says you wake up with someone
complete stranger, yeah.
Spooning in a bed.
Yeah, complete stranger.
Yeah, but you have to kick them out. Make sure they didn't steal it.
It doesn't say it wasn't in a hotel room.
No, it says no matter where you are, you'll wake up in a bed.
But if you
could be in the middle of a freaking park, but somehow you'll wake up in a bed.
Yeah, so technically, you don't have to worry about them stealing anything. Mm. And it doesn't say you did anything.
Why does Wikipedia have a rusty trombone page?
Oh, God.
Because it's Wikipedia, that's amazing.
No, better is the underneath it, it's all health risks.
Oh, God.
Come on, load. I need this.
So, let me go to the next one.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I'll get back to you with why I'm rusty trombone.
Would you rather have a bizarre condition where your penis is 12 inches when limp and only 3 inches when erect?
Oh,
that fucking sucks.
Or that it's 28 inches limp and 6 inches erect.
What was the first one again? 12 inches limp, 3 inches hard.
I like this.
That's a horrible medical disease.
This thing's considered is pretty funny.
This fucking severe shrinkage, man.
This thing's considered the things it considers really funny. Tying it around your waist like a sweatshirt, rolling it up like a snail shell. All
right. So how are we gonna put this one?
I just use it as a belt.
Me too.
Just put it through the belt loops.
What happens if you get hard though?
Well, then it shrinks.
Then you lose your belt.
It just kind of...
Then your pants fall off anyways.
Well, yeah.
I'm picking the 28 one just so I can do that. That way, I only have to take off... I don't have to take off my pants. They just fall down, and it's already there.
So what am I going
to... Sexual act in which a man stands with his knees and back slightly bent, with feet at least shoulder-width apart to expose his anus. The other partner typically kneels behind the man, performs analingus while reaching up beneath the testicles or around the body, and immediately manually administer rapid up-and-down motions of the penis, mimicking the motions of a trombone player. Fuck.
I'm going with 28 and 6, just because at that point, honestly, it could just go down my pant leg. I'm cool with that. And then when I get hard, at least it's 6 inches, and that's
no,
slightly above average. Yeah,
do you realize how much that would mind fuck somebody if you just turn your pants off?
Like,
if you
fuck.
See, but now imagine you lived in a world where everybody was either 28 and 6 or 12 and 3.
I'll have to go with 28 and 6 just because the 6 is... Oh, I can't. Fuck me.
You have to go with the...
Fuck me. I was going to say because the 6 is more workable, but fuck. Man, I am having a bad... Last week it worked out.
This one's going to be...
This week is
well,
not.
I'm kind of SOL at about that one because I don't have a penis.
Think about it. If you did have one, it's hypothetical. It's hypothetical.
I like the
term manual penile stimulation. Or stimulation.
Manual penile... stimulation.
Health risks.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I'm still on rusty trombones.
Okay, do we all have our answer? Except for Ashley?
I have to go with the first one, but I don't know why. It was 12 and 3?
Yeah.
You could rusty trombone someone and they wouldn't feel it.
God, it's horrible.
Sorry, that was bad all over the place.
Oh my god.
I had to. Alright, what's the next one?
Okay.
Yeah, this is a poor decision this week.
This one's gonna... You're gonna hate yourself for this one.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I know.
Would you rather ejaculate with one fine line of fluid like a squirt gun, or in a shot, in a wide shotgun blast of fluid?
Oh, god.
I'm doing a shotgun blast.
Fucking shotgun blast!
I'm gonna take a shotgun because it's...
And just
pretty close anyways.
That'd be funny.
Hey, and then not dude, that would also be the ultimate facial because it would go everywhere.
God,
but you couldn't pearl necklace very well anyways.
Oh yeah,
you just have to do it multiple times. I'll get enough on there.
I'll have that shit on lock. Pearl necklace. That's fucking... I can do art.
This one's funny. See, I'm
going god.
I have two more, and then we'll be done.
I have to... Honestly, the first one sounds like the better option to me, just because my bladder is so fucking large that the shotgun would be fucking messy as hell. You have no idea.
It's ejaculate, though. It's not...
I thought it was taking a piss.
No, it's ejaculate.
Oh, that's better. Yeah, that's better. You should start shooting for distance.
Pew, 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 pew.
And technically, you would have art down, because if it was like a squirt gun, you could just... and you could just draw whatever you wanted.
Write your name
on it. I am a jizz artist.
You would create a new type of art.
No, it exists, I guarantee.
And your art pieces would just be chicks in fucking museums, and they're just naked just like this.
How is that porn though?
Because it's fucking art, that's how.
That's all you need to know about porn. No, about art right there. Why is it not porn? Because it's art. But
porn is art.
Well, that's how you end some up with... That's actually how they end up doing, like... I can't remember where I read this, but that's how you can have, like, black and white pictures of, like,
naked
underage girls in, like, other countries. Is mm-hmm. because it's considered art.
Not porn.
Yeah.
It's in a government grant.
Just be like, but officer, it's artistic.
Next one. Oh, God.
Poor
Jamie. Would you rather, right before you approach orgasm, right before you approach orgasm, would you rather have an adorable pet kitten nuzzle up against you? Or have your grandmother leave an audible message on your answering machine? I'm going to go with the grandma because I would have a story to tell after that one.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I'm going to go with grandma.
But it's a kitten.
Don't do that. I'm going to turn off your fucking mic if you do that.
But who doesn't want kittens?
I'm actually going with kitten just because it'd be like, oh, it's adorable. Oh.
Better get that kitten the fuck out of the way.
Then watch what happens.
With your shotgun blast.
It gets all over the kitten. Oh.
Oh, I'm sorry, kitten.
I'm sorry, kitten. Wait, I'm sorry, right. Snuggles.
Wait. Every time?
Yes, every time.
Oh. Damn it.
I can just ignore the phone.
Well, yeah, and you realize there's cats. They're not going away. There's just cats piling up every single time.
So, yeah, they get two. Yeah.
Three, exactly. Yeah. Every time you ejaculate, there's new fucking cats. Fuck, that is the most... That is the logistics behind this are insane.
So, grandmother, stop calling me. I'm obviously busy.
But, yeah, but you don't have to throw cats out the window.
Wait, so... That's kind of how Fred was with Brett. Every time Brett was having sex, Fred would call him.
Yeah.
God damn it.
Oh, my God.
Oh, fuck. What am I going to do with all these kittens? I have no idea.
So you picked the grandmother one. I picked the grandmother one. You had to pick the cat one, and you picked the cat one.
I picked the cat one just because I'd never be able to look at my grandma the same.
You have to think of it close to like you're talking to her.
No, but I'd hear her, and every time I hear her voice, I'd be like, oh my God.
Then you're
like I said, you have to think of the logistics of the fact that you are fucking generating kittens like nobody's business.
Dude, and then you fucking sell the kittens, duh, money. Yeah.
Man, after like...
It's hard to sell kittens, though.
After a first
week... I don't give a fuck, I'd sell kittens.
After the first week, cops would be like, son, where are you getting all these fucking kittens? And I'd be like, well, bring me the finest looking female officer.
I will fucking show you this shit.
Okay, and the last one for the night, people. Would you rather cry semen and ejaculate tears, or sneeze semen and ejaculate mucus?
I actually like the first one.
To consider. Trying to have a child. Tearjerker movies.
I don't cry during movies, so.
Okay, what was the first one again?
Cry semen and ejaculate tears.
Risk of ocular.
So you would have
tears.
You'd have semen coming down your face if you cried.
Oh, that's horrible! Risk of ocular gonorrhea.
I'm gonna take B.
Or
fuck that! Oh, it's gross.
I know it's
that's gross. Crusty facials.
Yeah, but you could use your tears to clean it up.
Oh, that's gross.
Just wash your face. You could drink the ejaculation.
No, you can't.
You can drink tears.
No, you can't.
Why not?
They're too salty.
They taste delicious. They sustain me. And there we go.
And there's a South Park reference for this.
That was a South Park reference?
Yes.
Yeah, it actually was, technically. Right. Justin wasn't making
the reference. I don't watch South Park.
Oh, okay.
Justin wasn't making the reference.
That was an actual South Park reference. But, yeah, just because of that last one, I'm going to pick the second one because there's no way in hell.
Yeah, I'd rather have semen come out of my nose and then ejaculate snot.
Hi there. How you? Oh,
I don't.
Oh, I'm sorry. Like all over her face.
I don't cry during movies. I don't cry. So
even worse is if she's like, "Oh, it's okay. I'm used to it."
The only downfall is the time that you do cry, it's like a major inconvenience.
Like if you're crying at a funeral.
I don't cry at funerals.
I bawl.
Oh, that'd be even worse. It's like, oh!
And it just drips onto your
shirt. I think the answer is...
And then it just drips on... For Ashley, it would just drip onto her shirt, then onto her boobs, and just...
And then everybody else at the funeral is now Randy.
I know.
I like the term Randy. It's so much of a better term.
All right.
Hi, Randy.
I have an Uncle Randy that makes it weird.
Oh my God.
But the term Randy is instead of horny is so much better.
Oh my God. Is there anything else we need to discuss now? I think we're pretty much done.
Mm-hmm. I think that's about it.
Oh, have you heard the new song by
Oh yeah.
It's not a new song. It's a band called Fozzy, and it's a new song by them called Sandpaper.
Nope.
I'd figure you'd heard of it.
Let's listen to it. We're done.
Huh?
Let's listen to it.
Well, I can't I'll just play like a little bit of it. It has one of your favorite singer ever as a guest vocalist.
Who's mine?
No, mine. It's probably Imp Shadows.
Yeah.
I thought he was pointing.
Apparently, he's doing a lot of work because he did something with another band too recently. A cat scratch, a whiplash, a witch hunting black, sandpaper.
I don't know. You have the most emo looking logo ever, though. It's got a skull with like a bone right here, and then on the chain has a razor blade.
Oh god.
Like, seriously. This is the most emo looking thing ever. Yeah, I can see if it moves around. See the razor blade right there. So yeah, this is, and we're gonna end on this because since this is Matt's last show, we're gonna end on a M Shadow song, I guess. So you guys have been listening to this podcast for I don't know a good while now. We're almost coming up on our 1 year.
That's amazing. Like,
in two months will be our 1 year. So. Yeah.
As best I can.
Yeah, if he can make it.
We might have to do it just another night.
We also might be changing up nights depending on what happens with everyone, because we're getting less and less hosts showing up.
Well, and because now that I actually have a decent phone that I can get contacted, yeah. I have to hit full-scale job hunting.
Yeah, so we'll see what happens with that.
I couldn't really do it when I didn't, because we don't have a landline in the house.
Yeah.
So I couldn't, and I didn't have a working phone, so it's like if they called me about a job, I couldn't. But now I actually have a working phone.
Yeah. And I've been hitting up job market too, looking for a better job, so.
Huh. Well, anyways.
So, unfortunately, our days may be numbered.
Yeah.
Depending on
schedules.
We'll find a workaround. I mean, it's not.
But we may not be able to make our bi-monthly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll see.
We'll see.
Unless we all get really rich and make this our full-time job.
Oh, that'd be awesome. But.
I'm about to be making so much money.
Yes.
But I'm fucking ecstatic. Like,
you can buy me things because I'm going to be making jack.
All right, guys.
Well, you've been listening to a chef.
And Ashley, the singer. Whatever.
And Ashley, the new singer.
I fucked it up already.
Ashley.
I purposely said an Ashley, and then I said a singer because my brain is like, chef, singer.
You've been chef.
Ashley.
Slacker.
And Matt.
Good night, everyone.
See you guys.
Have a good night, everybody.
Good
Fuck
night.
That up.
Oh, of course.
It's whatever, dude.